Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 2 cents, July wheat down a half a cent, and July beans up 0.75 cents. Currently, we've got the crude oil up 61 cents a barrel, dollars up about 6 ticks. Metals are just a tad higher here this morning. Markets may be a little bit on edge with what's happening in Washington, but I don't think that'll have too much of an impact unless the stock market really falls out of bed here today. Export sales this morning were disappointing. We had corn at 277 for this year, which was very low, and a net reduction for next year of 55,000 metric tons. Wheat this year, they reduced old crop by 24. New crop sales were 273, again, a very light number. The beans, old crop, 381, which was a decent number. 70 for next year, total of 450, which was pretty much as expected. Brazil came out with their bean number, 113 million metric tons. It was about 2 million above the last report. Corn, 92.8, again, a million and change above the last report. So obviously big crops in Brazil. That put a little bit of pressure on the beans and corn and wheat late in the session. The export sales certainly didn't help, and we finished pretty much on our lows on the overnight markets. As we head into the day, you know, it's going to be a matter of what the funds want to do in here. We're still trying to digest yesterday's reports. Nothing overwhelmingly friendly out there, but it's a little disappointing on these big numbers out of Brazil and the poor exports. We were hoping to see something a little bit better. The only friendly thing out here, which is why we were trying to be fairly firm overnight, was the good rains in Illinois. I mean, there were heavy rains in Chicago. We got pummeled for about 2 or 3 hours with really heavy soaking rains. I would say an inch to two. Hit southern Illinois, central Illinois into Indiana, making a bigger mess out of what's already out there. So, you know, again, I believe long term we're going to be planting a lot of acres in the mud. The old saying is plant a crop in the mud, the crop's a dud. And I'm still not sure how many acres we're going to have to replant out here. So I don't know that things are as rosy as, you know, the prices would indicate out here. But for the time being, the general thought is rain makes grain, and that's why we keep pushing lower here. If the funds want to add to their short positions in beans, we could certainly see lower prices out here. We need some good bullish spark out here. We didn't really get it from the reports yesterday. We know crops around the world are big. We know demand's big, but not enough to completely offset what we're growing worldwide. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.